Welcome to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973 podcast, where nothing is off limits in this crazy thing we call life. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Here's your host, Shane Lajita.
Good morning, everybody. I'm hoping that your Saturday morning is as good as mine. I know that some people listen to this on days other than Saturday, but that's okay, because it just gives you a snapshot into what my week looks like. So today is Saturday, and up here in Maine, it is the frigid cold temperatures that we face, I'm sure, pretty much throughout the whole entire East Coast, some of the Midwest, northern parts. It's pretty hectic right now when it comes to the cold temperatures. So I know I went out to my meeting this morning, and I had a little bit of exposed skin just walking from my truck to the meeting office, and it wasn't that long of a walk, but it was long enough. And I'll tell you, it was crazy cold, where I felt like my skin was starting to freeze within the 2 seconds that it was just facing wherever it was. So if you are in the cold temperatures, if you are out there fighting through some frigid air, stay warm, keep covered up, stay inside if you can. I know we're going to get a little bit of a warming trend here a little bit, but I know this isn't a weather forecast podcast, but it is one of those moments that you can kind of put a little PSA out there for people just to stay safe and grab those cups of coffee and wrap your hands around it, and we're good to go to keep yourself nice and warm and keep moving forward. So this morning, I wanted to talk a little bit about what my meeting was all about today. So I went to a meeting, and we sat down and we talked a lot about eating plans and plans of how to be able to combat what we just came off of with the holidays, and really just getting our minds right and tight, right, to make sure that we can move forward and really just deliver and be in a place where we feel like we are in control rather than reeling or spinning out of control. Okay. So the thing that we talked about was, and it was great because I think it was a meeting topic that the leader had brought to the table, and she's great here in South Portland, Maine. If you ever get a chance to swing by, she's pretty great if you are a Weight Watcher. But if you're not and you're just a person that likes to get healthy and stuff like that, this is still relevant to you also. Okay. So basically what we did was, is there was a whiteboard behind her, and she said, let's list out the comments or tips that we would give to people that are brand new, that are just starting whatever program that it is. If they're just starting weightlifting, what's a tip and pointer you might give to them? If they're just starting Jenny Craig, what would be that first tip that you could start with them? If they're just starting running and they've never run before and they're doing like a couch to 5K program to try to get into doing some runs and some half marathons and things like that for New Year's goals and those kind of things, what is the one thing that you would tell them? And so we had this list of these great, great items that we listed on the board. And there was some really good tips that were given out to people. And I was sitting there reflecting, thinking to myself, yep, I could have given any of those items to new people that had just started whatever program that it was. So a couple of the things that were shared was, one of them was to be patient. You know, when you first start a program and you're just getting on board, people want to jump in, lose lots of weight, or gain lots of muscle, or get fast speeds at their top-notch speeds in their runs as quick as possible, right? It's the fastest path and easiest path of resistance. Let's get there. I want to get it done, and we can move on, and now I can rock my bathing suit, or I can rock my nice little bikini or whatever I want to roll with, and that's the way people really want to run with it. And patience comes as a necessity in these programs. If you're going to be successful long-term, you need to be patient with where you're at right now, because small bite-sized chunks to hit those goals is so super important, as we talked about on yesterday's or the other day's podcast, where we talked about how you can look at something like it's Mount Everest versus small bite-sized chunks to be able to achieve those goals. So one of the things that I wanted to share was, is that the patience piece is so very important, okay? Couple of the things that were shared up on the board. One of them was, don't forget to celebrate. You know, we get in the mode of just beating ourselves up and just totally demolishing some of the things that we're trying to do, all in the purpose or goal, all with the goal in mind that we want to get better. But instead, we think that tough love is really helping us, when in all actuality, it isn't. Tough love is not helping ourselves. Yeah, it might motivate us for one workout, or might motivate us for a little bit. But when you're tough on yourself, that means you're probably 9 times out of 10 beating yourself up. So don't forget to celebrate in the small victories. If you walk to the mailbox down at the end of your driveway like you've never done before, but you walk to the end of your mailbox or end of the driveway to get to the mailbox and you're not winded, or you're going to the gym to lift and you took those 25, or maybe you were doing 15-pound dumbbells for biceps and you upped it to 20 pounds and you did a full set without just falling apart. Or whatever it is that you're accomplishing, celebrate in your victories. Give yourself a pat on the back. Take a moment to invest in yourself. Because we do so often, so many times out there, we have beaten ourselves up and beaten ourselves down, as human nature does, and I'm guilty as charged to do the same. We don't give ourselves enough credit, and we don't give ourselves enough time to be able to, wow, that was, I'm really proud of myself. You know, if you're just starting whatever journey that you're on and you're on day two and you're already frustrated, now you're starting to beat yourself up because you're like, I can never do this for long term. How about celebrating the fact that you pulled the trigger, changed your view, and moved forward with a program of whatever you're trying? Okay. You decided that you were going to put one foot in front of the other and start something new. And maybe you're a return person. Maybe you've been on this journey 15 different times, and the 15th time is the one that's going to matter and stick. And guess what? 2 days ago, you decided this is what I'm going to do. I heard this while we were down in Providence. We were down there doing some filming of a commercial for a buddy of mine, Mud Hustler. If you haven't had a chance to check him out. We were down there and we were talking to a life coach that was down there. And what she was there to do was talk about how after the new year, when people make resolutions are not successful. People are not successful with resolutions. So some people have a bad opinion of resolutions. Some people have good opinions of them. I'm in the mindset of, I don't really care what the hell I call it. If it's a resolution, a goal, if it's a checklist item or whatever I call it. If you're giving yourself something to achieve and it's achievable and it's a smart type of goal, something that is specific, that's measurable, that's attainable, that's realistic, and it has a time-bound period for you to be able to accomplish it, SMART, the acronym, then why not do it? Who cares what people's opinions are on resolutions? It just felt so negative when this life coach was saying, you know, we shouldn't make resolutions because resolutions fail. No, actually, if somebody wants to call it a resolution and do it, and they want to put themselves in a better place or a more positive place to be able to accomplish the goals that they want to accomplish, then by all means, call it a resolution and move on and rock on with your bad self. So there's a couple things that was written up on the board. A couple other things that were written up on the board was to make sure that you are celebrating, right? That was the one thing that we had talked about. And there's a few other items that we had talked about. And a couple of the things that we wanted to be able to, incorporate into it was around making sure that you are tracking everything. So if you're a calorie counter, don't just track some calories and skip the others. Track them all. Good, bad, or indifferent. If you have a goal of 2,000 calories in a day, and you have a 5,000 calorie day, more often than not, your human nature says, yeah, I'm not tracking that, man. That was just a bad day. That was horrible. Yeah, it was a bad day in the grand scheme of things, but you're living life and you enjoyed yourself, and it's not going to negate all the work that you're putting into whatever you're putting into over one day of a 5,000 calorie day. If you're a tracker for Weight Watchers, you track it. If you're allotted 30 points in a day and you had a 55-point day, track it. Make sure you're putting it down. If you have an app, put it in your app. If you're using paper and pen, grab that pen, get that ink flowing, and write it down. Do everything that you need to do to make sure that you are staying vigilant to whatever it is that you want to try to do. Because human nature, the second that something happens where you feel is a negative type of thing, when it really could be a positive thing, but you feel it's negative because you failed at that moment in time. Oh boy, there's that word fail, right? I don't personally believe that it's fail. I believe that you're living life and you're incorporating whatever program that you're doing in with regular life. We talk about sustainability. We talked about, are you doing something that's going to be sustainable, or are you an all-in mentality? Something a couple podcasts ago we talked about after the new year, where people say, it's New Year's and it is my resolution. It is my new clean slate. It is the all-in or nothing, right? And we're all strong and we're vigilant and the centers are filled and the gyms are jammed and the yoga centers are to the gills. And gyms love it because you're signing up for the new year and it's great. It's big traffic. It's a huge volume. It's customer ads, all that good stuff, right? And the new year starts off fresh and we're good to go. And everybody's full bore. Pounding down the weights, running on the treadmills, doing the stair-stepping, taking the classes, the courses, kickboxing, hitting the bag, doing whatever you're taking. Jumping out there, even on cold days, putting on your little treads on your shoes to go out there and run in some snow and some ice and do whatever it takes to be able to make sure that you are in on 2018. Come January, the end of January and February, do you think you'll still have that same energy and passion? Maybe not. Maybe you will. Maybe now is your time and you are going to make this happen, right? Maybe you will. Odds do say that the energy wanes. So prepare yourself for that. I'm not talking like the life coach that says that New Year's resolutions fail. I'm talking about the reality of life that happens and how do you incorporate it to continue down the same path to make that New Year's resolution or goal or whatever you call it to be successful. Set yourself up for success. Is it sustainable? Is your all-in mentality something that you can sustain 365 days for the year of 2018? More than likely, not, right? Company parties, death in the family, animals sick, whatever it is, whatever happens around you will happen. And these things throw curveballs at you, and now you have to navigate how you can get through it. Do I have a plan B? Do I have a plan C? You know, and you're worth that investment to be able to make sure that you have something that you can give yourself that's so sustainable, something that you can move forward with, that you can say to yourself, yeah, this works for me. Yep, it's in my sweet spot, right? And then when you get to your goal of wherever you want to be, now you've got to make a new type of lifestyle change. Now you've got to make a new set of goals to be able to say, how can I make this new lifestyle work for me long term? Okay. So that was another big item that we talked about. Sustainability, something that isn't just black or white, but there's some gray involved there, something that gives you something to be able to work with. And one of the big things that I know that I want to work on, I want to make sure that I would give to somebody that was brand new, somebody that came on board, is forgive yourself. You know, we are our own worst critic, as we've talked about many times on this podcast. We beat ourselves up for how we look in the mirror. We beat ourselves up for the number that we see in the bathroom on the scale. We beat ourselves up for the makeup that we might have on or the clothes that we're wearing or whatever it is. We beat ourselves up all of the time. How about for once you look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what? I had a bad day yesterday, but that's okay. You know why? Because I've worked so hard and I have done so much to change in my lifestyle for the whys that I have and for my family and for my friends and for me. I've invested in myself, so I forgive myself for that day yesterday. Or if I'm feeling kind of blah in the morning, I grab those whys, I look at it in the mirror and I say, this is the reason why I'm doing it. So I forgive myself for yesterday's day, a binge that I might have had, whether I had some pizzas or some pretzels or some peanut butter or whatever that I normally wouldn't have in my journey, but I had a binge and I had an urge and I did it. Learn to forgive yourself. It's so important. If you got to write that down to be able to give yourself an item to look at, something above your mirror or at your desk or whatever, and just write down, forgive yourself. Just write it down. Because the one person that we tend not to ever forgive is ourselves. We talk about being able to forgive other people for things that they've done, being able to turn a cheek towards people that have done you wrong in the past or whatever. How about forgiving you for things that you've done? We are all imperfect. We're perfectly imperfect, right? I know me. I'm far from perfect, and I definitely do not have everything put together. I had somebody say to me the other day on Instagram, they said, you know, with the podcasts and everything else, you seem like you got everything all put together. I don't, trust me. As a matter of fact, the reason that I may come across that way, or the reason that I talk about things that people can relate to and they're like, oh yeah, I get that, is because I'm going through stuff just like everybody else is. And these little things that I'm listing out to tell a new person that's coming on board with whatever thing you're doing is so very important. Because you wouldn't look at the other person and say, you're going to fail. But do you look at yourself and say, you're going to fail? I think more often than not, we probably do. I've been through diets so many times in my lifetime. I'm looking in the mirror and I say to myself, I'm going to fail. Yep. I could see last night I had a binge, so it's just like normal, just like every other day. So now I'm going to fail, and then the slide begins. Would you look at somebody that's brand new and say that to them, that your inevitable outcome is probably going to be failure? No. You probably look at those people and say, hey, you know what? If you put the work into it, you work hard, you keep focused, you stay vigilant, you do all the things you need to do, all the different tips and pointers that you know work, that's what you would tell those new people. So why don't you flip the script and start telling yourself those things? That's really what I got from the meeting. And I don't think we actually came to a close of the meeting with that being said, but I believe that that's the truth. I believe that if you could tell a person that's brand new, that's doe-eyed, that's looking at like looking for tips and pointers over somebody that's halfway successful or somebody that they are inspired by or anything like that, and you could tell them all these positive things, why can't you do it to yourself? Think about that. Put some work into that. Make a plan around it. Know if you're having a bad day, how can you get yourself motivated and talk to yourself in a way that you can get back on track without just going, new day, new black and white mentality, I got to focus, whatever. No, it's more about forgiveness. It's about compassion. It's about those kind of things, because that's the way you would be with a new person that just came on board. You wouldn't be a big jerk dummy like you are to yourself, a big jerk dummy whenever you do something wrong or fail. Just like if you're talking to your kids, would you look at your kids and say, you're bound to fail? No, you tell your kids, you are going to be successful in life. So why can't we tell ourselves that we are going to be successful? So think about that today. Think about that as you are looking at your journey and you're thinking about whether you're new or whether you're in this for 20 years. How are you talking to yourself? And reflect, write those things down of what you would tell a new person, because you might be able to use those as you're navigating through 2018, and you're thinking to yourself, how can I make sure that I stay on track and that I got the right frame of mind, that I'm moving forward in the right way? I think it's really important. And it was an eye-opener for me as I was at the meeting today. And I don't even think that was the purpose of the meeting. I think the purpose of the meeting was talking about the new program and freestyling and all kinds of different eating stuff or whatever else that was there. But we got on such good quality conversation and tips and pointers for new people that are just starting over the new year that it was just so much value behind it. Okay, so try it out. Do it as an exercise. Write down those things that you would tell a new person that's just coming on board with whatever program, whether it's weightlifting, running, anything across the board. Write down those things, tuck them away, write down your whys, tuck them away, and then write down the thing that you would tell yourself, as in the length of journey that you're on right now to be able to be successful, whether it's be compassionate, forgive yourself, or any of those things. Okay, this is a long one here, but I felt like it was a lot of great content of what we talked about today that I wanted to chat with all of you about, because I feel like if we're talking about it, we can put some actions into those words that we write down, and we do the, you know, as we're moving forward through 2018. Have a great day, everybody. Have a great weekend. We're going to try to stay warm, and you stay warm as well, and we'll chat with you later. Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook just by searching for Liquid Shano 1973. Also, do us a favor if you can and leave us some love and rate us on iTunes whenever you get a chance. Until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk, and make it a great day.